I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter by the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor my name. Lord, I worship you. Lift your hands. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord,
for your name is holy, Lord.
For your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Holy, Lord. For your name is holy.
Holy, 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 holy.
Hallelujah, somebody. I'm going to ask you something before I get into this. It's going to be short, but you just stay right here. You know, what is the one word that comes to mind? There's a song like that. I say, there is only one word come to mind. There is only one word to describe. Holy is that one word. Holy. Holy. Holy Lord God Almighty. You know, I was just thinking of that. I got up early this morning and these songs were just in my heart. You know, of course, influenced from last night. You know, and I was just singing and praising the Lord. And my goodness. Then I thought of something else. You know, I thought of the glory of the Lord. And there is, and I said to myself, and I was on Clubhouse this morning and we were having the worship. So powerful. And I said, I got to sing this song in my dialect because nothing else does justice to it. And I said, how God redefines glory. How God takes glory from glory into glory. And he defines glory. He's the God that doesn't sleep. He's the God that's never weary. Amen. Obatiki su. Oh! Obatiki re. Talo dabi re. Alagbara. Talo dabi re. Jesu. Talo dabi re. Alagbara. Talo dabi re. Jesu, talo dabi rewo, alama, oba tobe ogo, kari ogo, latinu ogo, losinu ogo. Now, I tell you, if you knew what that means, let me describe it to you. The Lord who redefines glory. He takes glory from glory, inside of glory. He carries it into glory and elevates it into glory. Hallelujah! That's who he is. We don't have any words to describe him, really. You know, Isaiah said in the year in which King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, And his train filled the temple, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. And there were all the cherubims and seraphims, they run to and fro, and all they could say is, holy, hallelujah, holy, holy, holy. Ah, you know, one man, a prophet of the Lord, one time, he said to his companion, he said, stop me. Why in the world would he say? Because he wanted to get that word out. Well, my own stopping to get this word out is praise. Amen. Amen, somebody. Help me praise the Lord this morning so I can release this word. You know, because I was preparing and I said, Lord, you know, I need, you know, I'm going to stand out there. What would you want me to preach? And God said, no. The Holy Spirit said, you will not be preaching. You will be prophesying. Amen. Hallelujah. And I said, well, you know, I can do that, you know, so praise God. So I won't be preaching too much today. I will be prophesying. But before I do that, you know, I want to get my praise on. Hallelujah. You guys want to help me?
I think I'm now fired up.
And I'm ready to go. So I won't be preaching, but I will be prophesying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I have been seeking the Lord. You know about that. You know, so, but I'm going to give a little background to what I'll be prophesying. And today, you know, my ministration is called Prophesy Upon These Bones and Unto the Wind. Amen. Amen. Prophesy upon these bones and unto the wind. And that's what the Lord wants me to do here this morning. The story is in Ezekiel chapter 37. I'll read through it very quickly, then we're going to prophesy. Glory to God. Hello, somebody. Amen. The hand of the Lord was upon me, Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 1. And he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. You know, just keep reading through it. Next verse. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Well, that's a question here this morning. You know. And I said, O Lord God, thou knowest. Smart answer. Praise God. That's a smart answer. When the Lord asks you a question, just put it right back to him sometimes if you don't know the answer. Don't try to fumble around. Just tell the Lord, hey, help me out here. You know. So, you know, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. Now, you know, I want to say this. This is King James. I don't know what other version say. But this one says, prophesy upon, not prophesy to these bones. Prophesy upon these bones, you know, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And here's what the Lord said he's going to do. Verse 5, let's go through it quickly. Thus said the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Hallelujah. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring off flesh upon you, and I will cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. I love it when the Lord, that's his signature right there. You know, when he says something, and he signs it, you know that I am the Lord. That's it. Puts it right there. You know, and what did the man do? So I prophesied as I was commanded. Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do here this morning. I was commanded to prophesy, and that's what I'm going to do. And then what happened? There was a noise. There was a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Can somebody say amen? These are bones that were dead and that were, you know, dried up, you know. And when I beheld, he said, look, lo, the sinews came upon the flesh. They were there. The skin covered them above. But there was no breath. So it was a two-stage prophesying. And that's a two-stage prophesying that I've been doing here this morning. You know, two-stage. Then he said unto him again, first, it was prophesied upon the bones, these bones, and then it is prophesied unto the wind. And he said, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slave, that they may live. Hallelujah. That they may live. Glory to God. Wow. So I prophesied again as he commanded me. And the breath came from them into them. And they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. I'm going to prophesy today, you know, restoration, restoring things that are dead, dreams that are dying. I'm going to prophesy emergence. Hallelujah. It's time for you to emerge, you know, from the shadows. It's time for you to arise and shine. It's time for you to, you know, for all those dead bones to live again. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be prophesying as I was commanded. I'll give you a few scriptures, and I'm going to prophesy with these scriptures in a minute. Praise God. Joel 2 and 25 says, you know, the Lord said, I will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, you know. And there's a song we sing, like I said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm. I will restore, I will restore, saith the Lord. Everything that the enemy has held back. Glory to God. We're going to prophesy back into life this morning. Let's read Psalm 92. We're going to go through this very quickly. Psalm 92, let's read verses 12 to 15. The righteous. You know, I want to see if there's any righteous people in the house today. You know, are you righteous because of the righteousness of Christ? Is that you this morning? Let me say an amen. Let me hear an amen. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now those Lebanon cedars, I mean, they are big and they are huge. Those that have been planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 34, verse 10. This is a promise that you will never be in want. Amen. Amen. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. He says the same thing in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's read Psalm 113. I'm going through this very quickly. Psalm 113, verses 7 and 8. You know, and it says, the Lord takes even the, you know, solitary, sets them in families. Psalm 113, verse 7. And verse 8, and the Lord, he takes even the poor, take them from the dunghill of the earth. Are they going to show the scripture? You have to do it quickly for me. Raised the poor out of the dogs, lifted the needy out of the dunghill. You know, next verse, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. You know, this is, these are the things that the Lord can do. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 and verse 25. Oh man, I won't call myself in exactly an old man, but you know, I know I've been young. I've been young and now I am older. Praise God. I don't think I'm old yet. I'm just in my 60s, you know, so that's not old. You know, until I get to be 110 and more, then I'll consider myself old. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy him. And I will show him my salvation. I claim that if the Lord were to tarry, which I know he won't, but if he did, you know, by the grace of God, I intend to still be alive many years. Amen. Because with long life, will I satisfy him? Because he has known my name, I will set him on high. And I will give him, I'll show him my salvation. You know, so you're not old if you're in your 60s, you know, all that, you know. We have grandma here that's in her 90s. Yes, you know. So we will live to be like that by the grace of God if the Lord were to tarry. Amen. You know, so I've been young and I'm now older, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 and verse 5. Though sorrow may endure for a night, glory to God. You know, and I know that in the winter months, the days are shorter and the nights are longer. But no matter how long the night is, at some point the day must break. Amen. The day must break. So joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me quickly read Psalm Isaiah 54, verses 11. you know, through about 14. And then after that, I'm going to declare what God has put in my mouth. That's it. Those are the scriptures for today. That's it. That's the extent of the preaching. I'm going to go into declaring what he has put in my mouth. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted. O thou that are heavy laden and burdened with all kinds of things. Now, he said, there is a shift coming. I'm going to lay your stones with fair colors. Lay thy foundations with sapphires. Let's jump to verse 13. You know, jump to verse 13. And all thy children, glory to God. Somebody say, all my children. You know, children in the Bible means your children. Also means your grandchildren. Amen? God didn't call anybody grandchildren. Children, 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 whatever. They are all children. In fact, one time Jacob, he said to Joseph, these ones, Manasseh and Ephraim, they are my children. Praise God. They were his grandchildren. He said, no, they are my children. So all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. Amen. Now I want us to stand to our feet. I am going to declare the word of the Lord to some bones that are dry. And then I am going to prophesy upon those bones. And also I am going to, just a quick ministration today. But I am also going to prophesy to the wind. Amen. Because he said, you know, you're going to prophesy. I said, prophesy what now? And he took me to this place. I said, well, you know, that's good. I'm not going to preach it. I'm going to prophesy. So for all the dry bones, and I love this one, in Job chapter 14 and verse 7, it says, there is hope of a tree. I'm going to use that to prophesy right now. The trees that are dead. Job 14 and verse 7. Verse 7 and verse 14. You know, verse 7. There is hope of a tree that though it be dead, you know, it will bud again. The tender branches. Job chapter 14, verse 7. I'm going to have to put it up myself. They can't find it. You know, Job 14, verse 7. Anybody there? There is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Can somebody say amen? And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. So this, and the next verse, verse 8 tells you something else too. Go to verse 8 quickly. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, and then verse 9, yet, through the scent of water, and the word that I will prophesy today will be the scent of water, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I prophesy upon the bones that are dead and those that are dry. I prophesy upon all the dead dreams. And the enemy said, well, you can't do that. Well, I prophesy upon those dry bones. Let them come alive again. Let there be sinews. Let there be flesh. Let the bone come to bone. And let God bring it together in the name of Jesus. Amen. I prophesy unto the wind also. Come from the four winds. Blow upon the bones. In the name of Jesus. In the words of Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. I say unto you today. That God who quickens the dead. God doesn't bury the dead. God raises the dead. God quickens the dead. You got any dead dreams? You got any dead visions? You got it? You know, the devil, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life, everything that, you know, anything, any which way you can. You know, but God, he quickens the dead. The dead tree, the dead bones, the dry bones, everything. He gives life. Quick means to be alive.
God gives life to the dead. He calls those things which be not as though they already are. Amen. I prophesy unto the things that be not. Let them come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know, there are some things that you try to accomplish that didn't quite work. You know, this month is a very special month. So I'm going to prophesy this Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. I'm going to prophesy to you this morning. Glory to God. You take it and run with it. Glory to God. You know, and the Lord gave me early in the morning on October 1st. You know, I was just praying and thinking things, and he showed me this scripture. And he said, all month long. Yeah. You know. And the waters decrease continually. See, God's been doing some things. You might say he's been cooking some things for you. You know, just continuously. But in the 10th month, such as we are today, beginning from the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains visible. Amen. So I prophesy that those mountains and those hills that have hitherto seemed insurmountable to you, this month, let the tops of the mountains be seen. Amen. I prophesy that they are within reach. That's what top of the mountain means. It's just within reach. Hallelujah. And I prophesy that you will begin in the remaining part of the year, beginning this month, you know, ridiculous favor. Amen. Begin to come your way so that you can attain. And look, there is a glory that God reveals, you know, when he does these incredible things. He does it for his own glory. You know, he doesn't do it for anything. He just does it for his own glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 talks about it. He said, look, all these things, you know, that he will do it for his glory. You know, I called you by your name. You know, I planted even the heavens and all the earth that I might be glorified. Everything that he does is to glorify him. So I prophesy unto you that the things that hitherto looked that they were dead, let them come to life in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus came upon the scene in John 11. And he began to talk to Martha. And he said, well, your brother shall live again. Amen. Now, it doesn't matter whether he's been 4 days in the grave. Didn't make the Lord any difference at all. Roll away the stone. Let it come out of there. Amen. And I tell you, there was a two-stage prophecy also there, just like I'm doing here today. First, Jesus called Lazarus out of the graves, just like I'm doing. I'm calling those dead bones out of their dryness and deadness. But when Lazarus came out, he was still bound hand and foot. Just like when those bones came bone to bone together, but they still did not have any breath. And then he was commanded again, prophesy one more time. One more time. This time, you know, don't focus on the bones. Focus on the wings. Hallelujah. And God said to Job, can you raise your voice to the winds? Can you prophesy and do these things? Absolutely. You know, do you even know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion upon the earth? That's right. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know, there is nothing that happens in heaven except an unction comes from the throne. I prophesy an unction of grace upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. I prophesy ordinances of heaven to be set in order so that their dominion upon the earth in your life will bring forth goodness and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, can you lift your voice even to the treasures of snow? Do you know how to put, you know, Leviathan in his place? Absolutely. Do you know how to bind the bands of Orion? Or, you know, put Arcturus and his sons in their place? And so forth like that. Yes. You know, by God telling Job all these things, we see that if you understand how to go into the treasures of darkness,
You know,
hidden riches of secret places. If you know how to lift your voice up on high, it comes up by praising the Lord. Amen. David knew how to do that. You know, so when I finish my prophesying this morning, we are going to praise the Lord. Amen. Because when David praised the Lord stood up, blasted with his nostrils, thundered with a voice from heaven, coals of fire were kindled before him, all because of David's prayer. Can you pray like that? Do you know how to get God to move like that? Well, you can if you know how to walk the praise like David did. Amen. David knew how to say, the Lord is my strength and my shield. He's my rock and my fortress. He's my high tower and my hiding place. Somebody begin to praise the Lord this morning. And begin to tell him how great he is. Come on, tell him how great he is. When you tell him how great he is, he will stand up on your behalf. He will flex his arm. Thy right hand and thy holy arm has gotten you the victory. God will stand up on your behalf. If you tell him how great he is, how great thou art, O Lord. How great thou art. I prophesy life upon the dead bones. Anything that is dead in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even by faith, the Bible says that Sarah received strength to conceive. Not even considering the deadness of her womb. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to deadness, let them arise. Oh, let life come forth. In the name of Jesus. You're struggling with your business. Hallelujah. Oh, I prophesy grace of God. You know, the Bible says he will make my feet like hinds' feet. I come against, you know, the crawling spirits. The spirits that crawl. I come against them in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and bind the crawling spirit. The spirit of the snail. Just crawling. God will make your feet like hinds' feet. Amen. I prophesy sweetness. The Bible says he will cause me to ride upon my high places. I prophesy that you will ride upon your high places in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says that you will never be the tail, but you will be the head. Praise God. You will never be behind, you will be in front.
Amen.
You will never be beneath, you will be above.
Amen.
I prophesy that for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I prophesy that all the tongues that say, aha, aha, the Lord will turn a shift around for you. Amen.
Amen.
They will not be able to say that anymore. But they will say, what great thing the Lord has done for them. Hallelujah. What great thing. Because the Bible says in Numbers 23:23, I'm going to prophesy that for you right now, that there is no enchantment. Hallelujah. No enchantment against Israel and no divination against Jacob. Ah, and the Lord said, you know, they are going to say, listen to the last verse of that thing. You know, after he said there's no enchantment against you, there's no divination against you, there's nothing they can do against you, you know, he said, according to this time, it shall be said of you, what hath God done for them? Amen.
Amen.
What great things has the Lord wrought for me? Hallelujah. What great things has the Lord done? The thing that you thought could not be done, he's going to do it just like that. Amen. Just like that. Praise God. Because I prophesied this morning as he commanded me. Now, I prophesy upon the wind. Let the wind blow upon everything that is now coming together. Oh, ye four winds, blow upon these bones that have come together. And let them receive life in the name of Jesus. You know, since we preached the, you know, two dimensions of favor last week, people are already receiving incredible favor, but you haven't seen anything yet. Amen.
Amen.
You have not seen anything yet. Praise God. Because God said it is time to favor his people. It is time. Praise God. Now, we're not chasing. I don't chase anything. They chase me. Amen. Praise God. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow you. You are not the one chasing it. They're chasing you. Praise God. You know, God is bringing goodness and mercy right to your doorsteps all the time. Praise God. I prophesy even in spiritual things that there is an awakening in your heart. The book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14 says, "Arise, thou that sleepest, awake from the dead, and Christ shall give you light." It starts with a little sleep, a little folding of the arms, and then next thing you know, it's death. It starts with sleep. Say, you that's sleeping, arise, awake, arise from the dead. Sleep and then die off. You know, God wants you to be on fire. I prophesy the fire of God into your life in the name of Jesus. Every area that the devil has attacked your prayer life, and all those altars that have broken down, I prophesy fresh fire in the name of Jesus. But God said, I don't want any of that strange fire in the camp. No. So you got to make the sacrifice pure. And when it is pure, he will send the fire. He will lick it up. Amen. Glory to God. Therefore, purge out all the old leaven of unforgiveness, of bitterness, backbiting, and all of these things. Get them out of there. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Unforgiveness. You know, some people are still hurting from somebody that did something to them, and they can't forgive. Get it out of there. You know, in order for you to get the full blast of what God is bringing with these winds of heaven, you got to get those little foxes that spoil the vine. Get them out of there. Get the bitterness. Get the anger. Get the backbiting. Get the all of these things. Get them out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And last but not the least, here I say unto you today, according to the words of Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13, I say unto you today that the Lord wants you to be on fire. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. The deadness of your spiritual man, I command it to come alive in Jesus' name. Amen. Many people have gone asleep, and now they're dead. That's what Ephesians 5:14 says. But you must come alive. Amen. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. The priest, every morning, you must burn wood upon. Lay the wood in altar. Repair the altar and lay the wood in order. Every day, come back in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you can do even one better thing. Stay on the altar. Amen. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Don't come down from the cross. Stay on the cross. I'm crucified with Christ. Amen. Come every morning. Burn it. And burn off all the dross and everything like that. Burn the fat. Get rid of that. You know, let the flesh die. Kill the flesh. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. In the name of Jesus. Verse 13 says, and the fire shall never be put out from the altar. It shall always be burning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, these words of this prophecy this morning, we're going to seal them with praise. You know, I have covered many dimensions. For the sake of time, I couldn't go into every one of those things that I wanted to prophesy today. But, enough said. Yes, enough said. You know, I prophesied unto the bones, upon the bones as I was commanded. I prophesied unto the wind as I was commanded. And I've even prophesied unto the broken altar. Let them be repaired in your life in Jesus' name. Let there be a fiery spirit come back in you in Jesus. Be fired up for the things of the Lord. Get rid of all that lukewarmness. Jesus said, I will spew it out of my mouth. The bad taste in his mouth. Get rid of it. Get rid of that. Get some fire in your bones. Amen. Glory to God. Thou hast a name that thou livest. Revelation 3 and 2. But you are dead. You know, Jesus doesn't have any pleasure in that. Come back and do the first works again, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord, I want you to really get your praise on right now. Be like David. You know, when your prayer only goes so far, you use praise to get God to stand up on your behalf. He said, the Lord was wrath and he stood up on my behalf. Read all the things in Psalm 18. The Lord blasted out of his nostrils because of his prayer. This was a man that knew how to get God, you know, to stand up on his behalf. You know, it wasn't just crying to the Lord all day long. No, it was the praises of the Lord. When you know how to walk that praise, because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So let's do some praise in here. Praise team, take it away. Let's do some praise. You know, as you begin to praise the Lord in here this morning, you know, tell yourself all the things that you are declaring and tell the Lord. And the Lord said, as you have spoken it in my ears, so shall I do unto you. Come on, let's praise the Lord here this morning. Praise the Lord. Sleeping. Amen. Whatever you thought was dead, even like they thought Lazarus was dead, Jesus said he's only sleeping. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. The word of the prophecy this morning will take a hold on your life in Jesus' name. God will lift you from glory to glory. You will fill your heart to overflowing with the presence and goodness of God. And it will fill your mouth with laughter and your life with testimonies. Amen. For you shall go out with joy. And you'll be led forth with peace. Amen. I prophesy that the mountains and the hills, this month and hereafter, shall break forth into singing before you. Amen. Amen. According to the words of Isaiah 55 and verse 12, I prophesy that all the trees of the field, God will line them up to celebrate your success. Amen. Glory to God. They will clap their hands for you. That means they will celebrate your success. They will celebrate your lifting up, even as we go through this month and into the rest of the year, in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and let's bless the Lord one more time. Father, I thank you for the offering and everyone that has given. Lord, we give it back to you in the name of Jesus. Bless their bread basket and their storehouse in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just silently thank the Lord for what he has done for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing that's impossible with God. So, you know, anything that we thought could not be done, just like that, he will do it. Isn't there a song like that? I can't remember it right now. Yeah. What the, you know, what we thought was impossible, the Lord just did it like that. Praise God. Thank you. Does anybody remember that song? I just want one line of it. You know, I think my wife sang it when she came up. When you came up here to give your testimony after the wedding. Yes. Something about, you know, what we thought could not be done, he just did it like that. Something like that. Okay. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's sing that. Hallelujah. Sing as from what we waited for has come to pass. I prophesy that not many days hence, this will be your song in Jesus' name. For the Lord has come. What we need. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. May that be your song. Going forward, you will be singing this song in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that testimonies will abound in your life and in your family. In the name of Jesus. You'll be testifying, you'll be singing the praises and the beauty of holiness in Jesus' mighty name. Let's raise our hands and share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we've